Welcome to the Holistic Life Podcast. I'm your host, Megan, the founder of the Holistic Collective. I've been where you are, facing health concerns and searching for answers. Through holistic health and a dedicated team of practitioners, I discovered the missing pieces to my healing puzzle. And now I'm here cheering you on to find your own unique path to wellness. This podcast is your sanctuary, a place of inspiring stories of personal transformation, practical guidance, and a community to support you along the way. Join us on this relatable journey towards intentional, vibrant, and meaningful living. Shanae Northey is an emergency nurse and naturopathy student, passionate in providing a holistic approach to support your body's innate ability to heal and balance itself. She's here to help you thrive and function optimally in all aspects of life through discovering your flow state. Shanae has a wealth of knowledge from her experience as a nurse in the emergency department, as well as being a student and navigating the process of finding a course, balancing studying nursing as well as studying naturopathy, and how you can blend the two together to create a holistic client experience. I can't wait for you to hear this episode. So that's enough from me. Let's dive on in. For so many of us, natural health has become the norm. And with so many people transitioning into the natural health space, sometimes we stop to ponder, how do we even begin to start studying a particular alternate therapy or something different than the industry that we're in? Today we have Shanae, who is joining us, who is in the thick of exactly that. I'll let Shanae explain a little bit about what she does, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Very exciting. I started my nursing degree straight out of high school, actually, and it's something that I have been doing for the last nearly 5 years. However, I think because of my nursing, it has really given me a push to look into alternate studies and passions of mine. And so only a year after starting nursing, I went straight into starting my naturopath degree also. That's what I have been focusing on the last few years, juggling the wonderful world of emergency nursing and also being a student with the hopes of being a naturopath one day.
That is so exciting. It's two industries that are similar, but there's still such a disconnect in some areas between the, you know, traditional therapies, modern medicine, as well as this alternate world that is just taking off. How did you find moving from studying as a nurse and then trying to find naturopathy and sort of navigate that path to finding that you wanted to study naturopathy, but also how you found, navigating between the two?
I think it's something that has been really difficult and can be hard for me to, I try really hard not to blend the two too much just yet because they are so contrasting, and in a lot of ways they do contraindicate each other. So I think that's why a lot of people think, how are you so passionate about both when they can have such different values? But I just think they both have such an amazing impact where they are really required. And it was probably quite a few years ago now, but I had my own troubles with like digestion and some hormonal imbalances and things like that. And I've always just been super fascinated by the natural route and trying to do things myself, I guess, rather than going straight to like medication or diagnosis of things. So that's when I first started seeing my own naturopath. And I started seeing a Chinese medicine practitioner and looking into that alternative medicine myself. And I was just lit up. I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. The knowledge they had and the things they were teaching me about myself that I just had no idea. So it really ignited something in me. And I was even just talking to my own naturopath and just asking, how did you do this? Like, this is such a cool job. And I would love to be helping people, not only in the hospital when it's kind of really in a life-threatening situation, but also just helping people not end up there. So I ended up just asking around and doing some researching and found that it was actually really flexible and quite easy to get into studying online. Yeah, so I just started straight away. I was like, I'm just going to give it a crack, and did it part-time while I was nursing, and I've just never stopped.
It's one of those things that you just have to follow what you feel is right too. And I think there's so many people who find themselves in a position like you, and you're an incredible emergency nurse, which I take my hat off to anyone who works not only in the public system, but also in the emergency department in a public system. You must see so many different things. How has that really influenced how the approach that you have with your patients at work?
It is so crazy, the things that I see and experience every day and how different it is. Like, I think that's the thing that I love about emergency nursing is you have no idea what you're in for the next hour or two, let alone your shift. So it really keeps you on your toes, which I love. But I do find myself sometimes digging a little bit deeper with patients because I am so curious about their health literacy and their education, even in regards to their own diagnosis and medications and the own things that they're going through. I find a lot of people just aren't informed and they're more just put on a bit of a schedule. And it's just really sad because a lot of people end up coming into the emergency department and they're not even understanding what's going on with their body. So I find since studying my naturopath degree in particular, I love just educating people a little bit more on this is why this is happening and this is your body responding to certain things. And I love the education part of naturopathy rather than just, you know, this is your diagnosis, this is what medication you have to take to keep it at bay, which is unfortunately a really common thing in traditional medicine. So I find my patients are probably so sick of me asking, how's your sleep? What sort of food do you eat? How's your stress levels? What's going on outside of, you know, your home life and things like that? I love just like the holistic picture of people. Like, we're so complex and I love looking at that rather than just this is why you're in the emergency and this is what we have to do. So, yeah, I think it makes a very fulfilling for me to get to know people on a whole new level that they're probably not even really expecting from their nurse. But yeah, I think it creates a good trust and connections and hopefully gives people a bit of education on what they are going through to like another level.
Yeah, and that trust piece is such a big piece, isn't it? Even some of those questions makes people feel like you actually, you know, you're genuinely wanting to get to a deeper cause and just find out more about them as a person as well. Because if we've learned anything about health over years and years and years, it's that things are so interconnected and, you know, trauma responses can trigger different things, like being exposed to different things in your environment can trigger different things. It's so interesting that you say that too, because my mum just in the last week had severe pain and was rushed to hospital, and she just wasn't given much information, nor does she probably have a lot of history with alternate medicine or any of those bits and pieces. And she really felt powerless because she was just going off what everyone was telling her. And it was just such a interesting experience to see that from her perspective, having gone through that just recently, in that she didn't have the knowledge. And disease that she's been diagnosed is predominantly food related, which, you know, potentially could have been picked up earlier. It could have been treated earlier, but she didn't have the knowledge. And even, you know, post this diagnosis, she just was given a piece of paper to read, and she really had no idea where to even begin. And I was like, look, you probably just need to do your own research or go and get a second opinion as well. And yeah, it was just like, it's such an interesting perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like that is really hard as well. Like, that makes me really sad sometimes hearing stories like that, because it does take for people to come to the emergency department and be so vulnerable and open and just say something's wrong and I don't know what. And to look at someone like a simple problem is just so not the way that it just doesn't make sense. Like, looking at a single problem, maybe addressing that one problem and sending people off and just hoping that things are better. And I feel like that is, yeah, unfortunately really common when, you know, you start digging into patients' lives and what's going on. And once you give them a safe space to open up, 9 times out of 10, they're going to tell you all the stress they're experiencing or all the hardships that are going on, or maybe they're really struggling financially and they're not, you know, keeping up with their appointments and things like all these things that are happening that are so much more complex than just an exacerbation of a problem in the body. And this is where big dreams come in. And I just think there is such a time and a place for being referred to alternative medical practitioners. Like, it, I just think post-hospital admissions and post-exacerbations of disease is like the prime time to get people to see someone who wants to look at the whole picture. Because obviously in an emergency department, you know, sometimes unfortunately we don't have the capacity or the time to look at every little piece of your life, but that's the perfect time to be like, this person does have time and qualifications for that. So let's get you safe and stable and then go talk to someone who's going to find out so much more. And I just dream about the day that naturopaths and other practitioners are getting referred through more of the traditional pathways, because like everyone has such a place in educating and healing. And I just think it needs to be a little bit more of like team, like a teamwork.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's powerful when you have that, when you're empowered to make decisions about your own health and that you're not just solely relying on what other people are telling you, but you're also, you're taking that knowledge and different pieces, but then being able to apply it within your own life. And, you know, if you wake up feeling a certain way, that you've got the knowledge to be like, okay, you know, maybe it's this, maybe it's this. And it's just that you can sort of self-diagnose in a way before you have to escalate, which is so empowering to have that knowledge. And yeah, I mean, that's such a beautiful dream though, too. It's not to say that we don't need one or the other. They complement each other so beautifully. And, you know, modern medicine has got us so far. And, you know, I probably wouldn't want too holistic approach if I was going in for a surgery of some sort, you know, nothing like too like prehistoric. Yeah. That would be a little bit scary. But, you know, there's a time and a place. And yeah, as you say, just, you know, being able to empower people with their decisions. For yourself, you know, seeing these people and then going to study naturopathy, is there any advice that you would give to someone who's maybe in a similar position where they're maybe either a nurse or, you know, a doctor or something similar in the medical field, and they're wanting to explore, you know, natural alternatives to empower their clients? Where would you suggest that they begin? And how did you begin yourself looking into that?
So I feel like I need to pay my older brother a little bit of credit here, because he is a yoga and a meditation teacher, and he's 9 years older than me. And just growing up, I still am always very inspired and influenced by him. And he just opened up the world of holistic health to me, and just how much it's so much more than just what you're eating and the exercise that you do, which I feel like generally when you say health, people just think, well, I move and I eat okay, so like that's that, leave it at that. So that's what really kind of sparked my passion for it. And then I suppose being interested in it, I just lent into reading books and listening to podcasts and doing my own research online, which I suppose as a uni student I was like a little bit of a nerd, had access to all the good research in libraries. But there is so much wonderful information out there, and even just podcasts like this and people, practitioners and everyone out there spreading the word and their own knowledge for free in such an accessible way. Like, I can't even begin to list the amount of books and audiobooks and podcasts I've listened to that helped me educate myself to the point of knowing this is actually a path and a passion that I want to follow. And then in terms of actually going down that path, I mean, I reached out to Endeavor College, which it was during COVID at the time that I wanted to start studying. So everything was predominantly online, which in a way made it really convenient and easy. And I just felt so welcomed, and the course structure was so flexible that I just thought it would be silly not to give it a crack, if not for my own passion, but, you know, in hopes to actually make something of it one day. So for people who are interested, I would say just jump in. Like, it is such an amazing community of alternative medicine, and I think people really love seeing people put knowledge out there and just sharing everything that they learn and know. It feels like a really welcoming space, and I have found that absolutely, even just as a student, people are just so willing to reach out. Even like yourself, people are so willing to reach out, have a chat, learn more, and just teach each other the things that we can provide, because everyone has their own skill set and their own passions that they want to spread the word. So to be in a space where everyone can be doing that safely and like in a supported way, it's just so special. So in short term, I would say give it a crack and look into it, because it can only benefit yourself and others. There really is nothing. There's no downfalls, not that I've found anyway. So
yeah, just so it's not Hexstedted, is it?
Well, thankfully, because the naturopath degree I'm doing is a bachelor degree, it can be added onto my hex. So I just like to push that to a later me problem at the moment. But yeah, it is hard because a lot of it isn't subsidized or able to be put on hex. So that's where I think the self-learning through books and podcasts and other people is really fun, because you get to learn without having to commit to anything first.
Oh, definitely. And I think so many of our own journeys start from our own experiences as well. You know, my own interest in holistic health started from my own fatigue journey and not being able to get the answers, or, you know, just being thrown around and not having that knowledge to empower myself to be like, okay, this is, I need to change my diet, or I need to lay off the coffee, or I need to, you know, exercise more, or I also need to check in with my emotional state too. Like, what emotional baggage am I carrying that I need to offload and process? And it's such a complex thing. But once you go through something yourself, it just makes you even more motivated to want to help those around you. And, you know, like you say, Endeavor College, you know, a lot of things are online. And I'm sure that they're just one of many colleges that do, you know, different degrees. And it's such an exciting time as well, that everything is so accessible. Not as much subsidy, but that could change in the future. I mean, we'll tie that in with the big dream. You talked about the future and what that looks like. What does that look like for you, having, you know, a nursing degree, and then once you complete your naturopathy degree, what does your long-term vision look like?
I do see myself always working with people, and I guess like the overarching goal is just to help people to function and feel better. And whether that is being with people on their worst days where they are so vulnerable and unwell, or just having people that I get to work with one-on-one to help learn their own intuition and learn the little signs of your body and what symptoms and ailments can mean for them. So I see myself sticking with both long-term, but I would love to merge them a little more later in the future. But I would also love to just create resources and spread more information and knowledge for people in a way that is really accessible and really quite easy to consume, because I think there can be a lot of stigma and preconceived ideas on alternative medicine not being very evidence-based or being a little bit woo-woo, and it's just really fascinating once you're in the thick of it how much everything is just so well backed up and researched these days. And I think it's got such a good leg to stand on that I'd love to just create programs and events and do things where I can give people bite-sized knowledge where they don't have to fork out a lot of money and a lot of time to be able to learn about themselves and how they can feel better every day, because I feel like it should just be a right to have access to things like that. And it is something that unfortunately people have to really invest time and money and effort into researching it themselves. So I'd love to just make holistic health more accessible to people. And I'd love to work with people one-on-one, but I'd also love to get things out there at a bigger scale in a way that I have some ideas and visions, but at the moment when I'm still studying, it's all just big dreams and plans, really, lots of brainstorming.
It's a beautiful place to be, though. We so often think and talk about the end, and you know, it does look messy in the middle, particularly while you're trying to work and trying to study. And I think that's a beautiful thing about being able to work online and to study online and to create such a beautiful online presence where people can find you and you can, you know, share that knowledge in the thick of it as you sort of work through and start to bring those dreams to life, I suppose. But you have such a beautiful, beautiful curated Instagram page. And as someone who loves a good aesthetic Instagram page, tell us a little bit about where we can find you and how we can support you in the meantime.
So very thankful for a few lovely connections that I have, beautiful brand designer and photographers, that I pay a lot of respect to, because they have just brought my vision to life and really helped me create an aesthetic in a beautiful place that I can spread information. So I am forever grateful for them. However, I am mostly just on Instagram at the moment while studying, just sharing bits and pieces. So my Instagram is stateof.flowco. I've got a big goal and passion in regards to finding our flow state, and it's something that I have spent a lot of time looking into. So I just share a lot of really holistic information, and it's just really small, bite-sized, easy to understand pieces. I want it to be lovely to look at, but also really easy to consume and practical. So I would love for people to just connect. I love being asked questions. I love people just reaching out if they have any concerns, anything I could possibly do to just help people feel heard and point you in the right direction, because there are so many amazing practitioners out there that I hopefully one day can join them in helping people. But for now, I just love spreading information in a beautiful way. It's really fun and it's really fulfilling, and yeah, it's really special when people resonate with it, I suppose, and connect back. That's all I could really ask for at the moment.
That simplicity piece, just being able to support each other. And you absolutely are supporting people. I love your Instagram page and I love the knowledge that you share. So you are absolutely already supporting people in what you're doing. So thank you for your little spot in the world. No matter how small that you start, it makes such a big difference just to share. And, you know, we've all got something so different to share. And that's what makes, the journey. I think that's particularly what makes the holistic space for me so special, is that there are just so many just heart-centered people in this space that just genuinely want to make a difference. And it's just so beautiful to see that. For anyone that's starting out or in a position maybe where you are, what is some parting wisdom that you would leave them with, or something that's helped you along the way?
I would just say be really kind and easy on yourself, because I know particularly for myself, being passionate about two very contrasting careers can cause quite a bit of an identity crisis at times, and it's hard doing things that maybe compete with others. So I think it's just give yourself some grace, and if you're enjoying the process, then keep doing what you're doing. And I think it looks different for everyone. I have started studying part-time, I've changed my work hours, I've changed my degrees, like I've chopped and changed an abundance of times, but I just think I'm enjoying the process, and at the end of the day I'm going to end up where I need to be. So what's the point in being so hard on myself and having all these unrealistic expectations? I'm like, just take it day by day. I think just follow what lights you up and what makes you happy at the time, and you're going to end up where you got to be, and it's going to look different for everyone. And I think that's just the fun part of being human. Like, we're not meant to be perfect. It's, you know, not going to be easy all the time. So be your own number one supporter is definitely my biggest takeaway from this, because at the end of the day, you're the one creating your own life. So you may as well make it a good one and have fun along the way.
Oh, I love that. I love that. If you're going to enjoy your life, make it a good one.
Exactly. And it's so easy to criticize.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not as easy to celebrate yourself. So I think we all need to do a little more of that.
Yeah, definitely celebrating yourself and everyone around you.
Yes, yes, yes to that. It has been such a pleasure to have you here, Shanae, and we'll drop all the links for people to be able to jump across and follow you and share in your little space on the web and follow along on your journey as well. And if you are in a position that you are looking to study, or, you know, maybe you're a nurse wanting to learn more about alternate medicine or something similar, please connect with Shanae. Thank you for being with us for this episode of the Holistic Life podcast. If you're seeking a like-minded community to walk alongside you on your health journey, we've got just the place. Join our exclusive Facebook group, the Holistic Life podcast community, a place to support and inspire each other every step of the way. And don't let inspiration stop here. Dive deeper into this episode's insights and additional resources waiting for you at theholisticcollective.com. It's your hub for show notes, links, and all things holistic living. Remember, wellness is a journey. Each step you take is a step towards intentional, vibrant, and meaningful living.